Well, Canada has now joined a number of other countries in closing its airspace to the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets following two fatal crashes of the MAX 8 in less than 5 months. But Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration continue to stand by the planes. Joining us now is Seth Kaplan with Airline Weekly. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Canada's transport minister cited satellite data today that he says shows similarities in the flight patterns of the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed over the weekend and the Lion Air plane that crashed last year. A U.S. official says that data is inconclusive. What more do we know?
Yeah, this gets us closer to being able to more precisely compare the two incidents. Earlier this week, Ethiopian Airlines CEO said that the pilot seemed to have flight control problems. So whereas at first we were just talking sort of in broad generalities about two accidents where, yeah, there were issues with the vertical climb, now we do have a few data points suggesting that it might have been something more like what happened with Lion Air, although no specific evidence yet that anti-stall system, which rather clearly contributed to the Lion Air crash, was to blame here.
Do you think it's only a matter of time, though, before the FAA follows Canada here? The fact that many U.S. planes have to cross into Canadian airspace just to get from point A to point B. When I fly from Boston to Chicago, I usually fly over a little part of Canada. Now, if I were on a MAX 8, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where the impact of grounding the rest of the fleet is simply less because so many of these planes are grounded and they're restricted from so much airspace around the world.
So do you think that the FAA is going to follow suit?
Well, this is all unprecedented, Jeremy. You know, it's usually in the past been the FAA that takes the lead in incidents like this, especially when you're talking about Boeing aircraft, you know, Boeing manufactured in the U.S., a U.S.-based company. So it's typically been the FAA that would take action and then other civil aviation authorities around the world following suit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the European authorities would take the lead with an Airbus aircraft. But yeah, look, I think when it comes to Boeing at this point, public perception-wise, this is all very bad for them. This keeps the story in the news. You have the FAA on one hand saying, Boeing, you have to fix this urgently, but on the other hand sort of threading the needle and saying the plane is still safe. Perception-wise, they could make this story go away for a little while by just saying, look, we're going to fix it soon and these planes aren't going to fly. I think from Boeing's perspective, it's probably concerned about taking that stance. Right now, just from a financial standpoint, in the long term, set aside the current public perception, in the long term, it's probably thinking about what kind of compensation it might have to pay to airlines if this thing is grounded. So right now, it can still take the position that this plane is safe to fly. Now, look, I believe that they believe that, and I believe that the FAA believes that. You know, because the cost of being wrong about that is just so great. Nobody wants to be the person getting that decision wrong. But in terms of why they wouldn't just go ahead and do what would help them now perception-wise, that's probably something else that they have to consider. Right now, their position is the plane is safe. If you don't want to fly it, that's fine, but it's a safe aircraft.
Well, and let's hear about what some pilots are saying. NPR has learned that a number of U.S. pilots who fly the Boeing 737 MAX planes have complained about them in a federal database. Some have reported that the automated system pushed the plane's nose down. Could the problem be more widespread than we know?
That's what it sounds like from those reports. You know, we knew that doomed Lion Air flight, that aircraft had the same problem the previous day. I mean, that's the part of the responsibility that lies at least with the airline there for not taking that plane out of service. But yeah, you know, these are other pilots saying that at least in more mundane ways, they've had the same issue. This is the anti-stall system, Jeremy, that recall was designed to prevent things that had caused previous accidents, previous high-profile accidents where, you know, planes crashed because a plane was stalling or at least seemed to be stalling, and the pilot, in a panic, seemed to not do what pilots are supposed to do. They do what they did what probably the rest of us would want to do, which is to try to climb. Actually, you're supposed to point the nose down a bit, try to regain airspeed, and then that lifts the plane back up. This anti-stall system was designed to do that automatically, tilt the nose down. With the first Lion Air flight, what seems to have happened is that there were incorrect incorrect airspeed reading, so the plane thought it was stalling and tilted the nose down. And that, along with the pilots not figuring out how to override the system mm-hmm. correctly, seems to have caused that crash. The question here is whether this one happened for precisely that reason. But again, at least enough data points, at least enough broad similarities that you have all of these countries and airlines around the world deciding that they're not going to take any chances.
Seth, I took a 737 flight yesterday. It was not a MAX 8. I was happy that it was not a MAX 8. And by the way, I'm the kind of person who, even when the flight gets turbulent, I don't really freak out because I know that's just the way that things go. But I see that the website Kayak, the travel website Kayak, is now allowing users to filter its flight search results by aircraft model. Do you expect passengers to start basically voting with their feet and maybe even getting off of planes if they're the MAX 8 and they don't want to fly on them?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people, Jeremy, right now are paying attention to aircraft type in a way that very few people do. I do. I think you do. But yeah, this is something that people shouldn't have to think about. Personally, if I were scheduled on one, I would get on one. Because I know that I looked at the DO schedule data, and there have been 250,000 successful MAX flights so far. Obviously, two doomed ones, that's too many. But, you know, I still feel like getting on a MAX is safer than a lot of other things we do in our lives. But that said, you cannot blame people for doing what they're doing and for wanting to filter out the MAX flights.
That is Seth Kaplan with Airline Weekly. Seth, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let us know what you think. Would you get on a MAX 8 right now, given what we have seen and all of the pressure that's been building against them?